gold-plated diapers.
Hello, Jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of
Flapdoodle Forum,
the show where we discuss the strange occurrences in society and culture,
and provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show, again.
2 years later.
2 years later, Matt. This is a bonus-sode of Flapdoodle Forum, because Matthew Buckley is back.
For a little could only stay away from weird news for so
for
long.
For a little taste of the past. You, for those of you not in the know, Matt and I used to spend hours online.
Flapping.
We used to flapdoodle along.
We made it into a verb.
Yep, we were flapping with each other.
All right, now you're making it sound weird.
In high school and college, we would just get online and be like, dude, did you read this? We'd send you things. We'd send each other creepypasta. We'd send each other weird videos we found on YouTube.
Paranormal stuff.
Yeah. And we were like, did you watch Factor Fake the other day? Did you watch Josh Gates?
Looking up UFO videos online.
We're
and
still
all
waiting
stuff.
To hear back from Josh Gates to see if he's going to come on.
I'm pretty sure he got a different show. But he's probably doing something in like the Himalayas or something now.
He's still on like Sci-Fi Channel.
I think he does more of like a travel type show now.
It's still paranormally, but it is travel.
Paranormally?
Yeah. And he's putting on quite a bit.
I don't know, man. They took Destination Truth off of Netflix, and
what?
My life has not been the same.
Just can't. Have you ever seen Captain Disillusion?
No.
He's this guy who debunks tons of internet videos, ones that are claimed to be paranormal or UFO or viral videos that do like some sort of insane trick, and then he like breaks it down how they did it with visual effects and even points out artifacts in the video that prove his point. And it's like very well produced. It's really good. He's been doing the show for years.
So he's a professional at winning arguments on the internet, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's this professional VFX artist, so he's like, I know how this is done. You should check it out.
Serves those hoaxers right.
Should check it out, Matt.
Captain Disillusion?
Yep.
You know what you should check out?
What?
My stories.
Oh.
That I have for you tonight.
What do you got today, Matt?
All right.
It's a little rusty here.
you got some WD-40?
Well, you got all this coconut oil right here. You're just gonna... Five cows. Molokai.
All right, so I have a quick weird story. And then another weird story. So the quick one's first. This is from BGR, although several outlets have reported it. And I actually originally saw
BGR?
It. Boy Genius Radio.
Is this the thing you go to a lot?
Yeah, it's a tech blog. They also do certain science articles and stuff like that. So the name of the article is "Someone Erected a Giant Wooden Penis in the Alps and Nobody Will Claim Responsibility."
What?
If you're trekking in the Austrian Alps, there's a number of things you'd probably expect to see, including snow, rocks, and precious little vegetation. Hikers have gotten an eyeful of all that and much more in recent days, as someone has taken the liberty of installing a huge wooden phallus on the top of the Acher Peak, and nobody has claimed responsibility for it. So this article goes on to claim, and this... I'll show you a picture, Lucas, so you... And by the way,
that is one intimately carved piece of wood.
So obviously, there's a lot of potential for puns and jokes with this. The cracked version of this speculated that, like, why are aliens leaving wooden wieners in the Alps or something like that? So I guess some people want to make this the actual mascot of the mountain.
No one's touched it? If they graffitied it?
Oh, people have touched it. People are taking pictures next to it. They're taking pictures holding it.
Look at my giant dick.
It's several feet tall, built out of solid chunks of wood, stabilized by rocks around its base.
Yeah, stabilized.
And I think it is still there, and nobody...
Would you go visit?
Nobody...
Is it a hard place? All right,
here's the thing. If I happened to be in the Alps in Austria in that exact spot, yeah. And you all right, yeah, and I found out there's a wooden penis nearby on top of a mountain.
Like,
yeah,
you're going up the hill, and like,
since you're already there, you may as well check out the wooden penis. Yeah, it's like the attraction.
This dude coming to the mountain. It's like, hey, man. Except it's in a Swedish accent. It's Sweden, right?
No, when, Austria.
There's no Swedish Alps. What am I talking about? Swiss Alps. So this guy's coming up to you, speaking French or German.
Mm-hmm.
Being like,
yo, you want to check out the wooden penis?
He's like, hey, man. Du musst.
You speak German?
A little bit, yeah.
How do you say wooden penis in German?
That's a good question. I never had to look up penis in German. Like, I didn't have a situation where it was just, I had to say it. I could look it up right now. On my handy dandy. Nope.
But the article and the whole story in general just strikes me because of the motive.
Motive. What do you think
the motive somebody is? Built this penis, which, as you said...
We built this penis.
Which was
like
you said, very intricately and delicately crafted, and then was brought up this entire mountainside, 16,000 feet, I think is what they said the altitude was, the elevation. For what purpose? Was it just, and like the Cracked article said, this is probably the most effort that's ever gone into a dick pic.
How do you get up? Like, yeah, that looks large and heavy, and it's made out of solid wood. So
it's about
lugging that up the hill. How does somebody not notice this person with a sled going up a hill with a giant wooden penis? Oh, by the way, it's just penis.
The German word for penis is penis?
Yes. It's probably because it's a medical term. So it would just be Holt's penis, I guess.
Initially, it was thought to have been some kind of viral marketing stunt. I don't know what company would attach themselves to a giant penis.
I don't... Yeah, what would the brand be on that?
So, now that we've started off our show with a little bit of...
Wait, before we leave that...
What?
Other than, would you check it out? What would you...
Why are you so focused on this wooden penis, Lucas?
What would you do if... You're just hiking in the woods.
You just happen to find it.
Yeah.
You just stumbled across a giant wooden penis.
Yeah. We just go, hmm. And then go on with it.
I was thinking the exact thing. I'd be, probably just kind of like look at it for a minute and just kind of like, you know, rub my chin and be like, wow, somebody actually put a penis here. No, I would probably take a picture of it.
Probably text it to Bubs.
Yeah. I'd put it on Snapchat or my story or whatever. Yeah. Probably wonder why somebody would do that.
Wonder how they did it.
How they did it. What would you do?
I'd probably go, hmm. if I was alone. And then like I would tell somebody later. It's got a likelihood I'd do.
You wouldn't tell somebody right away? I feel like that's pretty.
I probably wouldn't have any cell phone service. Very spotty service. So I would just be like, you know what? I'm just going to let this be. It's a secret between...
Like this was important to somebody. Somebody put a lot of effort into it.
Some woodland creature carved this and put it up there.
Cool. Or it's aliens. So
is it my turn or something?
No.
Is it your turn again?
I got a... How many stories do you have?
I could probably pluck two. All
right. How about we
find some stuff.
How about we alternate?
Okay. I think that's how we used to do it. All right.
Let me see one of yours.
All right.
I showed you my wooden penis. Sorry. Now you show me your flapdoodle.
Florida man being chased by police asks 9/11 to call Donald Trump. Now, that's not like that was a headline that made me click on it to just read it, but it was the audio that made me really want to share it with you.
All right.
So here we go.
I'm hyped.
Sheriff's deputies are chasing him, and he says Donald Trump, our president, is his personal friend, a close one at that.
This chase went on for miles until deputies finally had to run the driver off the road. Ford Nicole's Michael Cadigan live on 10 Amy Trail where the chase all went down. Michael?
It all started as a traffic stop here on US 41. Deputies saw a baggie of marijuana on the console. That's when the driver picked up the baggie, put it in his mouth, and sped away. Deputies say this is Eric Freiberg's.
He's a looker.
Call to 911. Collier County Sheriff's deputies were chasing him on Tamiami Trail Tuesday morning. The 911 operator telling him to pull over, trying to convince Freiberg the sirens following him were in fact legit.
They're real cops.
Freiberg panicked. Then he tried to get the operator to make some phone calls. First, his parents.
Oh my god.
Then taking it a step further, asking for a collect call to the Oval Office. The operator again trying to convince Trump to pull over, realizing the Trump card didn't work. The caller tried something else.
My mom called me, said she didn't call it at home. I'm writing to my mom, you don't get it.
He did wind up stopping, but not by choice. Deputies getting him off the road. Ending his phone call and the 7-mile chase on Tamiami Trail. Now, once they got him out of the car and into custody, that's when the Collier County Sheriff deputies turned his attention to his ride that he was driving. That's where they found glass pipes that still had a burned leafy green residue on them. Now I'm going to read you a list of charges he's being charged with because it's quite a lot. He's being charged with tampering with evidence, resisting officers, and 2 counts of battery of an officer. He's all...
Battery of an officer? He must have resisted. Well, that was a very entertaining 911 call. Where in Florida was this? I'm telling you, man, the weirdest stuff happens in Florida.
It does. It's got a weird mix of people. Like, it's just like everybody, every kind of person lives there. Where did it happen?
I like the opening line there. He's making 911 calls great again.
Collier County.
Huh.
So somewhere in
Collier County. That guy was 33?
Yeah. He looked like 22.
He looked and sounded like somebody who was like...
23.
Yeah.
So the audience, what we just watched was a video... that had the 99.
You should put the audio of the call in the.
Yeah, I'll probably do it. If I didn't do it, this is my explanation.
if you're hearing this, it means that Lucas did not put the audio in as
I did
said,
not
like
have
he was supposed
time.
To.
There's Thanksgiving coming. I have things to do.
It's not like you're on a schedule with the show, though. You know, you take a few extra days.
I suppose so. But the fans have been clamoring for more flat.
It's been 2 years, and we're finally giving them what they wanted. We've been getting a lot of emails.
I know people are going like,
where's Flap Doodle? I want it. So,
in my ear.
So, yeah. Okay,
we have the best fans.
Yeah, we did. So, yeah, okay. Guy gets caught with marijuana on his dash, swallows it, drives away.
So for a comparatively pretty minor charge, it sounded like he just had some, you know, weed and paraphernalia in his car or whatever. It probably would have been pretty minor. Decides to then speed away and then get himself in a whole bunch of trouble. I don't know what kind of drugs he was on because that
I don't think
that was marijuana.
Yeah, he took the bag and put it in his mouth. So I don't know if like because he ingested that much, he became more paranoid.
Maybe
because that isn't that a side effect. You get sometimes you can get more paranoid.
Why are you asking me? Yeah, I'm some sort of expert. I don't know. You'd think it would take a little bit to absorb into his bloodstream.
I don't know if maybe he called after like driving for a while or something, but he calls 911 and is like, "Help me! The police are chasing me." And
so the first moment of hilarity is he.
I need help, please. There's police officers chasing me. Is this first? Oh, he's opening line after the operator was like, "What's going on?"
And then he says to call his mom.
Yeah, call my mom. Call my mom. Call my mom. Mom. And And then he's just like begging, he's like, please don't do this to me, don't do this to me. And then the next part comes up, he's in a panicked voice, goes, Donald Trump is a close friend of mine. We made a deal. It wasn't his fault. It was the Jews who fucked me up, not Donald Trump. It was the Jewish community. And I was like, what? What?
It sounds like he knows about the art of the deal.
And then he realizes that's not working. And then he starts coming up with, I'm on my way to my mom who was in a car accident, and trying to be like, you're a terrible person for making me help you.
A lot of very questionable things about this whole thing.
So he's got feelings about Jewish people. He's got feelings for his mom.
He's a close friend of Donald Trump's. Clearly.
Yeah. And he doesn't want the police to stop. So, yeah.
And he's a habitual user of something. Well, that was funny. Get Donald Trump on the phone right now! Patch him in!
What's the mental state you need to be in? Like, I know what's going to get me out of this, name-dropping the president.
I mean...
Like, is he thinking in that moment, like, his drug-addled state, he's going to... This is going to work.
I mean, I can't even imagine something that takes away... that much of like your reasoning and like logical
could thought alcohol process. Do that? I wouldn't certainly. Except you wouldn't be like yelling. You'd be like, "Yeah,
you'd have slurred speech." I don't. It sounds almost like hallucinogenic. Like he can, like he's got these relationships that don't exist. He can't. I don't know.
He's certainly not in the state of mind you think for somebody who just ingested depressants.
Right.
It's more the mind of somebody who just ingested stimulants with psychotropic effects.
Yeah. Yeah. So with our limited expertise and...
So he shoveled coke and LSD into his mouth and went for a ride. Convinced himself he was best friends with the Donald. Matt, if you were caught... with a car full of drugs.
Yeah.
And you sped away from the police and you called 911. What would you tell them to try and get out of the situation?
Ooh. I can't think of anything. Because if you're calling 911 and the police are already after you.
The operator. What's your location?
I can't even put myself in that position.
You're no fun.
I don't know, man.
All right, sure, whatever. Fine. Poop on my parade. What is your next article?
Why? What would you say?
This wasn't a question for me. It was a question for you.
But you must have had something in mind.
Don't dodge your answer.
All right, Luke. I can clearly tell that you're excited
for my next story.
Go for it. So I had a little help from our friends across the pond on this one.
Oh.
The Telegraph.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What kind of weird...
It's not the Daily Mirror, so...
Possibly made-up stuff are they telling you about now?
It's a topic that we both enjoy. So it's called...
UFOs?
Nope. Close.
Aliens?
Is time travel real? Ooh. The unexplained pictures that shouldn't show smartphones, but do.
Oh.
So for this particular story, I'm going to have you pull it up on your computer there, and you're going to take a look at these pictures with me, and we're going to,
What do I look up?
Is time travel real? The Telegraph. And using your fancy schmancy arts degree, you're going to help me psychoanalyze these
paintings. Psychoanalyze?
So there's a gallery, slideshow, or whatever.
Could I blow them up? Of course they're not going to let me.
Can you magnify it?
Enhance! All right. So we got here, the first one up is a painting from the 1850s. It's gone viral because an eagle-eyed art lover spotted what appears to be an iPhone. The Waldmüller painting housed in Neue Pinakothek Museum in München was snapped by Peter Russell of Glasgow.
So what do you make of that painting, Luke?
Well, I've got a really pixelated look at this, but...
You can see it clearly enough.
She is... I don't know. I think you got the suitor down here with the flower waiting for her, and she's cresting a hill, walking down it. And I don't know, man. I think she's just walking with her hands folded.
I don't know. There appears to be something in her hands, though.
Are you sure it's not just like the shadow of going like this, crossing your hands?
Could be, but why would she be looking down into her hands like that?
Contemplate. Haven't you just like walking? You just kind of look at the ground while you're walking, especially if you're going down a hill.
Yeah, but if she's looking directly into her hands, she's not looking at the ground.
So what this is, you're thinking, is some person in the 1800s.
I'm not thinking... I'm just playing devil's advocate, because clearly there's a reason why thousands of people are worked up into a frenzy over this. And it does look, it's not normal for a 1850s woman to be doing that.
Is it normal for this guy to be doing that?
Yeah.
What's this?
He doesn't
here?
Have a phone.
Is he holding a laptop?
All right, Luke, go to the next picture.
Okay.
Now, what's that?
That is a comb. I'm fairly certain it's one of those big, probably at this point, ivory combs.
Let me look at it.
Come closer. You can see like a little part right here. It's like a handle. And it makes it like this is a servant. That's the little girl brushing her hair. Mm-hmm. Little tibbly bits.
I can see that.
I think that's what that is.
All right, so that...
Yeah, my sleuth knitting. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
Hey, this is what you asked me to do, man. Be the skeptic.
This is true.
I think I've seen this.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I don't have an explanation for that one. 2016, eagle-eyed viewer spots what they claimed is evidence a camera phone was invented long before the year 2000. This footage of a Mike Tyson boxing match from the 1995 shows that there appears to be a person in the crowd filming on a smartphone.
Now, that's pretty interesting because that's relatively recent.
Yes, that's 2000. Smartphones, so, I mean, the iPhone came out 2007, but there were some smartphones that existed before it, but...
Interesting. I'd like to know what that is.
1995. It does look oddly like someone holding up a smartphone.
Well, here's the thing with that, though. So, if somebody's holding up a smartphone that we consider like a modern smartphone now in 1995, that close to the ring, that high up, like... Somebody's going to see, like, holy crap, like, this is, like, super futuristic technology, yeah. Like, and go crazy, you know, like...
It could be, do you think maybe it's, like, this could just be, like, because how terrible... Sorry for all, that was a terrible sentence. For all this 90s garbage TV quality, it's just, like, a disposable camera that somebody's, like, holding up sideways and just going...
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a weird-looking
although there
situation.
Were, like, weird... Maybe not then. I remember, like, in the early 2000s, there were weird, like, camcorder designs that were basically just kind of, like, almost like cell phones. The camera was all they did.
Okay, so that's an interesting one. So let's give this a rating of how plausible.
Here's the footage.
So this is...
Whoa. Take a look at the back.
Huh.
Wait. Oh, it could also be, like, maybe a portable cosmetic mirror... Holding up,
but with the stuff on the back like that,
could be like a little tiny mirrors in the back. Like I've got a mirror that's got magnifying mirrors in the back. That's interesting. It's interesting.
So you'd say that's possible to be a time traveler.
If that's the case, then for some reason, advanced futuristic time travelers are still using the same.
Is there anything more to the video? Like, do they? Show it from a different...
I think this guy just keeps looping. What camera looked like that in the 90s? Look at all these cameras. None of them looked like that. I just showed you five of them. That's
all the lenses were made in...
Has its lens.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's a mirror, though. Because that's... Look at it in proportion to the person's face. I don't know. And the fact that everybody around that person is just so not reacting at all to it.
It even flashes red. I don't know. That just seems like it was turned, and it's just catching reflections.
Yeah.
Not flashing anything.
Is this a time traveler on a holiday?
Because that's what they wanted to see was this Mike Tyson man.
Hey, man.
Anywho.
All right, so
next one. All right. Click
it. Now we go into ancient times.
It looks like some
ancient stone laptop.
Yeah.
That does look, it's probably a coincidence, but that does look very laptop-esque.
It looks like somebody presenting somebody in a throne with a laptop.
It's even got like ports on the side of it.
I'm guessing it's a box. There's probably something in the box.
But there's, it doesn't look like a box.
Why not? Why can't it be like a thinner box? I mean, it's got like a pen in it.
Hmm.
Maybe not a okay, pen. Okay, yeah. But like, you I know, see like what you're a, saying. Like a thin
yeah, like thing. A like a rod maybe or
yeah. Some something you're presenting that's got like value in it. Like maybe it's got a necklace in it. Like it's a necklace box. Those are pretty thin like that. Yeah.
Plausible.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Click it. Frick.
That looks like an iPhone 5.
Where? Oh, the thing that...
Yeah.
There appears to be a Native American checking his Facebook in this 1937 mural, Mr. Pynchon, and the Settling of Springfield.
Hmm.
What's happening to this guy? It's the Settling of Springfield. It's a very turbulent place.
Looks like there's definitely a lot going on. There's people dying in the background.
Yeah, there's like a Native American guy just, in what looks like a wooden coffin with like jugs or something.
It's a bull just poking its head out in the back.
Squatting down. He's got like a Egyptian beard going on. And he's holding... I have no idea what this could be.
What's that guy with his shirt off doing? Oh, he's tied to something.
He's tied to a pole.
This is not how I would imagine any type of settling.
A naked lady there.
What do you think that could be?
I don't know. Like, I have no idea what...
Could be like a little like,
because this the gallery's not giving me any hints. It just keeps going with the idea that it's a phone.
Wait, scroll down again. I want to see if there's anything in the top.
Semi-abstract painter Umberto Romano painted a scene which was loosely based on the actual events that occurred around the pre-Revolutionary War, encountered between members of two prominent New England tribes and the English settlers of Massachusetts.
All right, so that's just a big question mark.
I don't even know. He's like he's looking.
We don't even know what's going on in the scene, let alone what that thing is.
Like his reaction, the reaction of the Native American in the photo holding this thing that looks like a smartphone in his hand is like somebody going like, whoa, 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 what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this guy right here is a time traveler, or maybe he is, and he's like whispering to this guy. He's like, get out of there. Cool.
The whole painting is just kind of...
Oh, there's a witch on a broom.
Just a little weird.
Would you, if you were a time traveler, Matt, would you just like take things from different time periods and like anachronize them, put them in places where they shouldn't have been?
Just be like a time traveling prankster?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. Take a just Roman to see like people and, freaking out over it?
Yeah.
I think I would.
And just you just go back screwing and with you just find out, like search news headlines and like journals... And just find what people did. That'd be so weird.
I'd go to places where, like, I know, like, a famous photograph was about to be taken and then just put, like, something completely, like, off the wall, yeah. Like, way in the background. So, like, years later, people are like, what the?
What the? Reminds me of this is a Michael Crichton novel. I think it's called Timeline.
Okay.
Where it's, like, time travel's involved and they go back to medieval England. And the people initially go there, I think something happens to them, and a camera ends up, like, falling into a cave. And, like, how the people in present day know something went wrong is because they went to that cave, and they find this, like, the camera. And it's just, like, aged, you know, if a camera had been sitting in there and stuff. And it's like, what is something? Like, that's going on, man. If that's going on.
Gets the mind wondering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's
see
this next
one. I've seen this one a bunch. This is, like... Have you seen this video, Matt?
No, I haven't. At least not that I remember. So
It's like a Charlie Chaplin bonus video from like a Charlie Chaplin collection, and this person's just walking in the background.
Zebra. Yeah, there's no other explanation.
There's no other explanation.
There's no other possible reason that somebody would be holding their hand to their ear.
It's like looks like a woman walking down the street in the background of a Charlie Chaplin movie, holding her hand up to her ear as if she was holding a slim cell phone, And she even stops and is like looking around.
But like, what I think the point that a lot of these people that that subscribe to these beliefs or whatever are missing is that how would these cell phones even work if there's no infrastructure in place at that time that's going to allow it to run?
But what if it has like
some futuristic technology
that inter-timeline data?
How would that even work?
All right. It works on quantum. It's like a quantum computer, right? All right, one end has the one piece, and then the other end has like the mirror, and then they just like communicate with each other. And since how one thing affects the other, it can happen across time.
Okay.
I don't know.
You gave it your best shot.
Yeah.
All right, let's see the next one.
That's my best pseudoscientific explanation if I was going to like try and write a science fiction. Oh, okay.
You're trying to devise
how it would work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know. It just looks like somebody's scratching their face, but there's a video, so let's see.
Time Traveler 1938.
Let's see it.
Woman on cell phone.
Huh.
All right, so it's a bunch of people walking
I want to see it in slow motion.
Oh, there's a slow motion. Yeah, they do that, don't they?
Well, she's not holding it to her ear, really.
You see this, what this lady's holding there, that purse?
Yeah.
All right. I think the woman is just walking with, like, her own coin purse or sunglasses case.
Yeah, yeah. If you look closely, it's not really up to her ear.
It's, like, on her chin, and multiple people are looking over in this direction. She's looking over there, too, and she's giggling and stuff. She's probably just, like, you know, just kind of playing around, like, just resting it under her face.
Look pretty weird, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
I mean, I've done things where I've just, like, I don't know.
Time traveler, you decide.
You decide.
I'm absolved of this because I'm making you decide. Instead of deciding for you.
All right, last one.
See, there's that box again.
Mm.
It's another Greek thing, and it's the same thing.
Well, the other one was Egyptian. The other ancient one.
No, it was Greek.
No, it was Egyptian. It was Greek. Was it?
It was Greek. Do I have to go back? Click, 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 Greek.
Oh, okay.
This looks Egyptian to you? Anyway, it's the same thing. Like, is this like the thing in here? Is it a stone tablet? Like bound, like there's the three tablets that have been bound together, and he's kind of like sketching like a clay tablet.
Yeah, so it's pretty much the same thing.
Yep.
All right. Well, stuff like this fascinates me because I think it's cool to like look at like a lot of these old paintings and photos and try to kind of find, you know.
Yeah, like the what if.
Mm-hmm.
Like that painting or manuscript, like a medieval manuscript or something like that, that like shows what looks like a space battle. And it's from a time period where people talked about crazy shit happening in the sky. It's from like the medieval,
Like those same, that same kind of line of thinking and reasoning.
Like,
so the main thing I wanted to do with this article, just open up a discussion. Like, do you think it's possible that there are time travelers among us? And I want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, the problem is, if there's time travelers, where's all the time travelers?
Among us.
Why haven't they?
So my thing is, like, obviously I'm trying to create as much of a logical structure to it as possible. So if there are time travelers, like, for instance, that Mike Tyson thing, like, if there's a vacationer, you would think that in the future there would be strict rules or laws governing how these people can like act
mm-hmm.
or what they can do or even who gets to do it. So wildly flailing like futuristic technology, you would think that would be pretty frowned upon, or if not like completely out of the question. You'd think that they'd want to blend in as much as possible, right?
All right. What if this is the multiple dimension time travel scenario? So like,
oh, so now you're bringing that.
So,
into
okay,
this.
So,
all right.
So you time travel to that time period, see what's going on. And it doesn't matter what you do, because what effects you're having are just creating a new timeline while you go hop back to your own.
Is this the many worlds hypothesis, or like the many?
Sure.
Okay.
So that's assuming that you can go back to the timeline you were on, and it's not like erasing the timeline you were on with something new.
So would there be infinite potential timelines?
But it's like, you know, in Dragon Ball Z, right?
Oh my god, that's a horrible example of...
Right? Well, this is where I'm going.
It's the least logical...
So Trunks exists in a future where stuff sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
and because Cell killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back in time to save his dad and Goku so that they can defeat Cell.
Yep.
And it happens. And he goes back to his original time.
And everything still, is better.
No. It's still that shitty time. But when he comes across Cell, he kills him because he's now strong enough to.
Gotcha.
Don't you remember that?
No.
How do you not remember that?
I watched those episodes a long time ago.
So did I. But I remember it. I remember it vividly. That's how it went down. Well, that was like my favorite couple sagas. So.
They're pretty cool.
The Android Cell one. I think that's like, that's for me is when it ended. Because afterwards, it then.
Boo got kind of weird. And got, GT, we're not even going to talk about.
Out and Super has been a weird.
You've been watching it?
Ashley has. So whenever I come and visit, I catch it.
What does she think of it?
Oh, I definitely know she thinks it's great because she watches the Japanese version and then after that watches the English dub of it and then watches it a third time when it comes on Toonami.
I don't know. It's gotten too campy for me. Like, you're right. The Cell Saga is the last one that actually felt like, well, the Buu Saga, I guess, in some ways did too.
In some
but
ways,
like,
when it started off and then it just, like, it lost me a lot. The big thing for me is the power creep issue. Is that, like, each time there's, like, some new... It's exactly the same formula with the villain, and the villain negates the last villain. So then you're now at a point where things that used to seem insurmountable are a joke.
Yep.
And characters that used to play a large role are now a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like...
It's just gotten way too much.
It's gotten way worse. And, like, even now the Dragon Balls are a joke. Because they're in Super, there's giant Dragon Balls that exist in like every universe, and there's X number of universes.
Yeah.
And there's like these giant cat gods that rule over every universe. So already that erases any importance the Kais have.
Right. Yeah, so they just keep
minimizing the importance of everything. And then so those giant Dragon Balls, there's like, where did those come from? Who made those?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was implied that the Namek make Dragon Balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where do these giant Dragon Balls come from?
That's a good point.
And so that makes the Dragon, like the Super Dragon Balls that were on Namek unimportant, which and those in turn make the ones on Earth unimportant, although you can you can kind of say like those are the original ones, and the ones on Earth are just kind of made by one.
The whole Dragon Ball universe is just so riddled with plot holes and like continuity errors and all this It's just a mess.
When the Cell Saga ended, Gohan was the most powerful person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately in the Buu Saga and then following, he's just like this wimp.
Well, the Buu Saga did take place like, what, like six, 7 years later?
He does have like the Saiyaman thing going for him and all that. But then afterwards, he's just a dad who has no power.
Mystic Gohan was pretty badass.
Mystic Gohan? Where's that?
When he was trained by the Kais. And fought Boo and came back. Yeah. He fought Super Boo.
But then did
that
he,
was really like his last.
Did his dad have to eventually take it?
Yeah.
See, Cell Saga, he won. Gohan did it.
Because I think, if I remember correctly, when Akira Toriyama was writing the original manga, he wanted to kind of pass who the hero of the series was to Gohan.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make other characters more important, too. Like, Piccolo was the strongest for a short time in the Android Saga. But that wasn't as well-received by, like, readers and fans of the series. Like, they wanted Goku. So that's what happened there.
Screw it. That's when you have to decide an ending. You can't just keep going. Breaking Bad it.
Anyway.
We're way
so
off.
So you have one more.
I guess, kind of, if you want to see it.
One more.
I was trying to find things. I was having a hard time.
Lucas, it's been 2 years, and you don't have anything for me?
But I just thought this was a funny visual. I don't know how much we're going to get out of it talking, but...
Okay.
Drive-through window becomes squeeze-through for thief. And I'm just trying to figure out how this happened.
Okay.
All right. Here's a security camera. Ladies are like, hey... I want a free soda. She's just leaning in through the window, just struggling to get the cup and turn on the soda fountain.
And this is while the store was open?
It looks... How else did she get in?
Yeah.
The lights are on. And then she decides, you know what? I'm going to go big or go home.
Oh, my God.
Crawls in against struggling against her girth to get inside.
Taking quite a bit of time to get in.
And then she finishes filling up her soda with something blue. I don't know what that is.
Mountain Dew? Baja Blast?
Baja Blast, but it looks like a McDonald's. And she walks away with it and just starts picking up more food. Like, she grabs this whole box.
Oh, my God.
And she pulls her shirt over her head as if that's going to hide.
Oh, my God.
Because she's
pathetic.
Already come in. And she's just grabbing more food and passing it off to somebody in the car.
If the restaurant is open, how is nobody seeing this?
That's what I want to know. How is she getting food if the restaurant is closed? How is she...
Is there anything in the story, like the article, that says anything about it?
I think I tried looking, but it didn't have... shows woman warming away inside, helping herself to a soft drink... and making off with boxes of items. The video posted Tour de Fear of Howard County Police in Columbia, Maryland shows the break in early November and then reaches the window.
Oh, the restaurant was closed.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Where'd you read ahead?
In the middle of that big paragraph. Yeah, I was thinking there's no way.
Oh, the restaurant was closed. Okay.
So I just thought it was funny. Like, my first
window's just unlocked.
My first thought is, was this premeditated or was this just like a spontaneous act? Because at first, she just opens the window and she's like reaching. She's not going in. She's just reaching. And
I think it wasn't at first. I think what happened was she's like, I wonder if, let's drive up, see if we can get like a free soda. And she does it, struggles all the hell to do it. Because, like, you know, why didn't she just go in the first time?
Right.
She does that. And
but then when she goes in, she's like, all right.
She gets the soda. And she might even like been like, I can't reach the soda. It's now it's like over there and I can't get it without spilling it. But her friend or boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, in the car is like, well, if you can get in to get the soda, what's stopping us from getting anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, all right. And she
proceeds to grab a whole box full of
toothpastes her way through that tiny opening. And then she just starts grabbing, I don't know, Happy Meal toys. What would you grab? Nothing's prepared.
I think it was a McDonald's. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a McDonald's. It says that in the article.
What do you grab? Nothing's prepared. Do you just start grabbing
frozen nuggets?
Yeah.
So you got a deep fryer at home, just throw them in.
I got free nuggets. Already pre-cut fries. Bring them in. That's my bag and a half.
You showed me two brilliant criminals today, Lucas.
You know, that used to be Bubba's thing, but Bubba's no longer with us.
Bubba is always with us.
In our hearts, in our minds, and somewhere... a few minutes north of here.
Yeah, true.
What is Bubba up to?
Apparently he's been working a lot. He's still at Filmworks. He does a lot of real estate videos.
Yeah, that's kind of what the big company is
doing. They do other stuff too.
They've built up quite the set of gear.
Oh, yeah. They have awesome stuff.
They've pulled way ahead of us where I work.
Is there like a clip-centric... Filmworks rivalry going on here?
Only in my mind, man. Only because I just see their updates. Actually, a coworker of mine went to New School after college, and Bubba's boss was like one of his teachers.
Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he still taught there.
At the time. I mean, Richie's older than we are.
He's like his 30s. Okay. So it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris is pretty cool. He was Bubba's roommate for a while.
What? That you all lived in?
Yeah, at the Bro House. He moved in after I moved out.
Really?
Yeah, he lived there for like a year.
He lived with his boss.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know.
That is so weird.
I know. Why? I mean, I don't know how clip-centric is,
but like
at Filmworks...
It's like if my boss told me to move into his little mansion, and it was like...
But your company seems a lot more corporate. Like, Filmworks is, from what I gather, very lax.
Bro.
Yeah, very, like, let's just get this done.
Do they still do that thing where, should we end the show...
Probably.
And then we can chat after.
Yeah.
All right, Jellyheads, this has been...
a bonus episode...
of Flapdoodle Forum.
Thanks for joining us.
We're your hosts.
Matt Buckley.
And Lucas Wilson. It's so good to do this, Matt. That first article, man, you and I laughing up a storm. That's good times.
It's always good to go back and share these weird gems that we find.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We hope there are still fans out there who would have been like, okay...
I'm sure there's still going to be a lot of clamoring for more Flapdoodle, but
Josh Gates, you missed out, Josh Gates. Maybe if you get Tom Hanks on, like we're down for Last Coin. All right.
It's been a pleasure.
Good night, Chiliheads.
Thanks for joining us.
Keep it psycho.
When is any?
Matt?
No.
But he always plays.
Why does
Jeff
this
Goldblum.
Microphone smell funny, Luke?
Does it?
Yes.
Why? Because it's years of people speaking into it.
It smells like old man.
It's all their spit. It's the whole reason it's there. Get off my journal.
You have a diary, Lucas.
No, it's just. I think this was what I was using to do.
Sketches?
No. Writing stuff down for a GURPS game I was running.
GURPS?
Yeah. It's like a make your own RPG system.
Okay.
And it got to. It got
That's pretty cool.
Fair enough. I learned a lot about it, especially about DMing, being a game master.
I know a lot about DMing.
Do you? Do you run a lot of RPGs?
No. We're not talking about Instagram.
No.
Okay.
Direct messaging? No.
Anyway. We have a show to do.
We do have a show. Hi, guys. Wait, what was our intro?
You don't remember yours? You got to start us off.
Yeah, it was welcome to...
You didn't research this beforehand? You didn't.
Now I got to listen to it.
Wow. Wow. I'm hurt, Lucas.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
Say it.
I remember my part.
You do?
And to provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to our show. I just can't remember how it starts off. Fudge crack. Where's Flapdoodle?
Fudge crack. When was the last episode posted? 2015?
This show where we discuss the strange occurrences in society and culture.
Okay.
Alright. Hey, Jellyheads, and welcome to Matthew.
Aren't you supposed to say another episode of Flap?
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Sure, why not?
Okay.